Okay, we are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are at the top of the Amud. Two lines down. Rav Ada Brei Rabbi Yitzchak Amar. So let us refresh. Let us remind ourselves what we're holding. We had a stira between a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid and a Mishnah in Maseches Midos. We mentioned that in the Ezra's Nashim, there were four lishkos. There were four chambers. And the Mishnah in Talmud said that the northwest one was the Lishka Zatzvayim, that was the Lishka where they kept the lambs, where there were at least six checked lambs. We said at any given time you have to have a minimum of at least six Tzvayim in the Lishka, and that was located in the northwest corner. That's what it says in Talmud. The Mishnah in Maseches Midos says, no, the Lishka Zatzvayim was in the southwestern corner, that's where it was. So that's where we had our stira. So we were in the Yashiv, and we said, who is the Tana? Right, we said enough Tezaina Manala from Rafuna Man Tana Midois Rav Leza ben Yaakov. It's going like Rav Leza ben Yaakov, and we brought a raya that the Stam Tana in Maseches Midos is Rav Leza ben Yaakov, and we brought a couple of proofs to that. That was the way that we were miyash of the stira. Comes along, Rav Ada Breid Rav Yitzchak Amar with another yishuv, and he says the following. He says, "Hai lishka aktsuye maktsio. The asim itzafin mischazile bedarim. The asim bedarim mischazile betzafin." So he says, "This lishka we've been thinking up until now. We've been visualizing it that." Each of the four lishkas are in the four corners, literally just in the corners. So now we're saying, no, the lishkas atzloyim actually extends. It extends somewhat. And if you come from the north, it has the appearance as if it's in the south. And if you come from the south, it has the appearance as if it is in the north. So let's maybe just have a look at a diagram or two. So, there we go. So in other words, unlike, let's say, these lishkas, which are literally in the corner, this one is not properly in the corner, it's somewhere in the middle. So if I'm coming from the north over here, it looks like I'm in the south. If I'm coming from the southern side, I say, hey, it's not in the corner, it looks like it's further towards the north. So there is room to be miyashiv, we don't have to say it's two different tanoim. It's a machlekes tanoim as to exactly where it was, machlekes and metzias. it's rather it was in the same place, and it depends. It's relative to where you are standing. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page of Rashi, Rashi says, "V'rada bar Yitzchak, Amar ha lishka satzloyim aktsuyim aktsio, b'shtei hamiktsois niris." It's kind of seen on both sides. Sharuchi, it's long. Ve'medes v'marivum reches letzad tzofen v'dorim ad karav l'mitzeis shemikan mikan. It kind of goes to either side. The asim itself, if you come from the northern side, mischaz yalei shemishuch letzad dorim yoser. So you come from the northern side, so you see it because it's mashach to the southern side quite a lot. With asim yidorim, and even if you come from the southern side. It is somewhat drawn out to the northern side, and therefore, that is the way that we can be miyash of the two. Now, the Gemara says, "Umistabra dibmaravis dremis havoy." It makes sense to say that it was more in the southwestern side. I mean, it's not that it was kind of like right in the middle between the northwest and the southwestern side. It makes sense to say it was more in the southwestern corner. If you look at Rashi says, "Mistabra de mamravis dremis havi tvei." It's more like this diagram. It's more in the south. Umayda ba tana de tamid, and the tana of tamid would agree to the tana of midas, because remember the tana of midas was the one who said southwest. And just kind of parenthetically, when you think about it, what is Maseches Tamid about and what is Maseches Midas about? Maseches Tamid is more focusing on the Avodah, And Midas is more focusing on the structure. So we're saying, really the one in Maseches Midas is the correct one. The one in the Tana in Tomid is Moida to the Tana in Midas. Says Rashi, Mestabed of Meravis Rei Meshavi Tvei. Moida Batana de Tomid. Eladin Nakit Sitra Midar Metzafan Meshazi Lederach Hilucha Ki Ilahu Betzafan. And we're just going to say that it's just a question of when you have the Kohen and he's kind of turning left, right, he's going in a different direction, it's just relative to where he is standing. So let's see. We said it's mistaber to say that it is in the southwestern side more. Mimai. Why do we say that? Midiraminen lechemaponim alechemaponim umishaninen. And from the fact that we asked the stira as to the location of lechemaponim on each other, meaning, again, going back to what we saw in Tezvav and Mudeis, so we mentioned there's four lishkais. We mentioned it that the Mishnah Talmud said that the lishkas hatzlayim is northwest, and then we said there's a lishkas hachisamis, there's the Beis Hamoikid, and there is the lechem aponim. That was the Mishnah in Talmud. Then we mentioned the Mishnah in Midas. And we said Arba Lishkas Hayala Beis Hamaikid, and we said Marovis Dremis was the Lishkas Atzlayim, and then we say Dremis Mizrachis, southeast, was the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim, and Mizrachis Svenis was where they placed the Avonim, and Svenis Marovis was where they would go down to the base of Tzvila. But we also asked the Sira, I mean, both Mesechtes mention the Lechem Aponim, the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim, and it also seems to be that there is a discrepancy as to where the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim is. Now, we don't actually find explicitly that the Gemara asks this question, so it's not mefurish in the Gemara exactly where this Kasha is, but nevertheless, the Gemara says that this question was asked, and we gave an answer, and based on the answer that we give as to this discrepancy as to where the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim is, it will make sense to say that the Lishka Satzloyim is in the southwestern side. So in other words, one more time, we have this theory between Talmud and Midas. In Talmud we said the Lishka Satzloyim is northwest. In Midas we said the Lishka Satzloyim is southwest. Now we're saying it's not mamish in the corner, it extends, but it's primarily in the southwest. Why am I saying it's primarily in the southwest? Because we have another apparent contradiction as to the location of the Lechem Aponim, where we asked this contradiction, and we gave a yishuv, and based on the yishuv that we gave, it will only make sense if we say that the Lishkas Hatzlayim is in the southwest, like we said in Midas. So let's just see. One more time, we said Mistabra Demarav is the Remis Havoy. It was primarily in the southwestern corner. Mimai Midiraminan Lechem Aponim Lechem Aponim Mishaninan, because we asked the Stira as to the location of the Lechem Aponim. Umishaninan, we answered Amar Huna Breji Vishua Mar Kahoshiv Derech Yemin Umar Kahoshiv Derech Smoil. Meaning the difference between these two Mishnayos is when if we are looking at the direction of the Kayan, if he's going to the right or if he's going to the left. Let's just first read the Gemara, we'll come back. And we say like this. Well, let's see how this plays out. Let's see. So the Gemara says like this. E amris bishlama b'mar ravis d'reimis havoy. If you say that the Lishkas Hatzlayim was in the southwest, right? Like this diagram over here on the right, here's the south, and here's the west. So if you say it's on the southwest, like this, then we can be Miyashiv. We can be Miyashiv very nicely. Yamas Mishlim Abamarav is Dreamis Havoy, Hainu Dimitarit, Lechem Aponim, Alechem Aponim. Then, when we answer up, Mistira from Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim makes sense. We'll see Rashi in a second. Ela Yamris, Svenis Marovis, Havoi. But if you say that rather it was on the northwestern side, save my tirutza, the lechem aponim, how will you be able to answer the yishuv of lechem aponim? How will you be able to be answered the yishuv of lechem aponim? Alav shmamina b'maravis dreimis havoi shmamina. And we'll come back and we'll see Rashi. But you know, outside what we've said is that if we say that the Lishkas of Flame is in the southwest, then we'll be able to be miyash of the steer between lechem upon him. If we say it's in the northwest, it's going to be shver. The Gemara just concludes and says, "Vamamar, what do you mean? We're discussing if one is going to the right, if one is going to the left." The Vamamar called Pinashat Apeinu Leyu Eladerach Yimin LeMizrach. I thought you're always supposed to go to the right. So what does it mean? One is considering if you're going to the right, and one is considering if you go to the left. And that the Gemara says a klal hanimili ba'avoda avlhacha chushban ba'alma hu. When do we say this klal applies? Only if a person is involved in avoda. It doesn't apply in all circumstances. And here we're discussing the cheshbon of where the various lishkis are. So we're discussing, if I'm going to my left, if I'm going to my left, if I'm going to my right. We're not discussing actually doing avoda, walking around the Mizbeach. And Hanami, if you walk around the Mizbeach, and Hanami, you have to go Derech Yamin. But there's nothing wrong with the Tana Mitzad the Mara Mokim Shaboy, just to say where something is, to say if you go to the left, then you go further to the left, and so on. That's the way it is. So, Bekitzer, we will just mention this one more time outside, and then we'll see Rashi. We have another Yishuv. We're coming to be Miyashu, the stira between Tamid and Midas. In Tamid, we said that the location of the Lishkas HaTzlaim is in the northwest corner. In Midas, we said it's in the southwest corner. Comes along Rav Adar Beit Rav Yitzchak, and he says it wasn't in the southwest corner. It wasn't in the northwest corner. It was kind of in between, and it was somewhat long. If you're coming from the north, it looks a little bit like it's in the south, or quite a lot like if it's in the south. If you're coming from the south, it looks somewhat like it's in the north, but it wasn't in either corner precisely. And the Gemara says, well, in which section, which direction was it primarily? The Gemara says it's Mistaber, like the Tan in the Seches Midas, who said it was in the southwest. Why? Because we have another contradiction, another sphere, another discrepancy between the location of the Lechem Aponim, the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim, which we asked the sphere. And we gave a yishuv, and the yishuv was, it depends if the Tana is going to his right, or if he's going to his left. Is he going clockwise, is he going anti-clockwise, and so on. And if you say that the Lishkas of Flame was in the north, southwest, then everything makes sense. So let's just see Rashi now. Rashi says, Nidzana Mar Aleph, Midramin lechem aponim, Dahavi sal kedaitishu hu meinav ha'olech, Derech Yemin, Mitzafen Lamarov, Umimarov, Ladaraim, Umidaram Lamizrach, Lishkas Hatzlayim, Betzvainas. Again, we'll look at these, look at the diagrams over here. But as you can see, Lishkas Hatzlayim, Betzvainas, Maravis, Lishkas Achaisamis, Maravis, Dremis, Lishkas Besamek, Bedremis, Mizrachis, Lishkas Lechem Aponim, Mizrachis, Tzvainas. Now, Ramin and Allah, we asked the Kasha from Meseches Midas. It seems to be that the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim was in the southeastern side. And we gave a yeshuv, and we said, it really depends where the Kohen is. Is he going off to his right, or is he going off to his left? So Rashi says, Mashenin Amar of Huna Breit of Yeshua, Tana de Midas, Kachashiv Derech Yemin. You're speaking about going to his right. And we say, going to the right, like if for those who can see the diagram on the screen, you're kind of facing towards the two opposing lishkas. So I've got one lishka on my left, I've got two in front of me, and I'm going to my right. So I'm kind of going around, I'm gonna go to the southern side, and then I'm gonna go to the eastern side, and then the northern side, I'm going around to my right, or am I gonna go around to my left? So again, says Rashi, "Mishani number of Hunabrei de Bishua Tana the Midas Kachashiv Derech Yamin." The Kohen is going to his right. Kedem Mefarsh Behedya, the Ka'azel Umani Midarim LeMizrach. So you're going from the south, you're going towards the east, Mizrach Tzofen, Tzofen Marav, Marav Adarim, and the Habo Lahakif, Soviv Kol Habayis. Someone who's going all the way around the Makif, the Achimin Mibachutz, Zeu Seder Hakafasei, that is the Seder of his Hakif. Umasnes and the Tamid, the Delay Pirish Midi, it doesn't actually say where the other ones are. Delay Pirish Midi, Ikele Meimer, the Derech Smol Mana. We could say that the Kohen is going off to his left, Vesule Sikshi Midi. And now everything will be Miyushiv. And now Rashi explains. And Rashi says like this, E Amris Bishle Metano, the Tamid Gufe, the Tani Lishkas Atloyim, but Svenis Maravis, he said it's in the northwest. And we said, when he says it's in the northwest, Moidehu Delatzad Maravis Dremis Havitve. When he said northwest, he didn't mean that it's in the northwest. He just means that when you're coming from the south, it also appears to be in the north, because you're coming, it's not mamish in either corner. So, depending on where you're coming from, you can see it either northward or you can see it southward. But he agrees that it was primarily in the southwestern side. So number one, we're saying everyone agrees that the main place of the Lishkas Hatzlayim was in the southwest. It was more in the southwest than the northwest. Like Rashi says, Elifi Maris Enai Shana Mishnasai, he just said over his teaching according to his perspective where you're coming from one direction. And when you're coming from the south, it has the appearance as if it's also in the north. But really, it is primarily in the southwestern corner, and that is the place where we're going to start. So now, this will be a good yishuv. How we can be miyashiv lechem aponim, lechem aponim. Liyois bedreimis mizrachis. And we will have the lechem aponim be in the southeastern side. And the southeastern side, again, if those who have the diagram, to look at the diagram over here, where we see it's in the southeastern corner. Kedikani b'midis, meaning remembering meseches midis, that it's in that mesechta where it says the location of each of the four lishkas. It doesn't do that. In Maseches Tamid, it only mentions one of them. The Lishkas Hatzloyim, meaning Ketzad Lishkas Hatzloyim B'dreimis Maravis. The Lishkas Hatzloyim, we're saying, is primarily in the southwest. Lishkas Hachisamois, Kiazlas Derech Smol, meaning if you now go to your left, remember, I'm in one corner, there's another Lishka to my left, and then there's two in front of me, and I'm turning to my left, so I'm gonna hit the Lishkas Hachisamois. So again, looking at the diagram, you're going to your left, again to your left, again to your left. Finally, the last one, which was mentioned, is the Lishka of the Lechem Aponim, which is going to be in the southeastern corner. and that's going to be also the way that we're Miyashiv, the Mishnah Midas. The Mishnah Midas mentions the Lishka Satzloyim, and then it says the next Lishka was the Lishka's Lechem Aponim, which was in the southeastern corner, because he's going to his right. So if he is in the southwestern corner, and now he's going to his right, where he's going to the southeastern corner, so they're both referring to the same location, the same place, says the Gemara. Whereas Ela Iamaris, but if you say that it was primarily in the northwestern corner, then it's going to be Shver. Rashi says Ela Iamaris Dafka Tana Lishkas Atloyim B'Miktzayet Sveinis Maravis. And the Tana in Maseches Tamid, when he said northwest, he meant specifically northwest. Save, my tiratsta lechem aponim. How will we ever be able to be miyashiv the stira of lechem aponim? Himani derech small avi lishkas lechem upon him bedrei mismaravis lefim in yonai. It's not going to be in the same location. Again, if those looking at the diagram, you can see why it doesn't work out. So it's only if you say that even the Tanna Maseches Talmud, when he said northwest, he didn't mean northwest. He meant it's kind of in between northwest and southwest. And he agrees that it's primarily in the southwest. And if you say that, then it's very good how he can be miyashiv the other apparent contradiction as to the location of the Lishka of the Lachem upon him, because it just depends if the Kohen starts going to his right, and the first thing he's going to chance upon is going to be the Lishka of the Lachem upon him, or if he goes to his left, and the last thing he chances upon will be the Lishka of the Lachem upon him. That will be the way that we can be miyashiv the Sphira. On that, the Gemara said, but it doesn't make sense to say that, because why would we say that there's no machlekes in the Tana Midas and the Tana in Talmud? One is going off to his right, and one is going off to his left. What happened to our klal of kol pina shanta pina lo yu ela derech yamin? And that we said that is only when it's done derech avoda. We don't say in all situations in a person's life you're not sure if you should go left, you should go right. So kol pina shanta pina go derech yamin. We don't say that it's only done when it's derech, when it's done derech avoda. For instance, I mean, there's the mashal when a person does hagbah. So there's a discussion about that also. One thing, which the main thing is that everyone is supposed to see the Sefer Torah. And in fact, the Ramban, when the Ramban speaks about hagbah, the Ramban says very clearly, so that the men and the women, he writes very clearly, so the Kedeshira Hanoshim, the Hanoshim, the Sefer Torah. So there is a discussion. Perhaps you should be turning to your right first. There is an interesting discussion as to whether it depends on the type of Sefer Torah you are using. Because if you imagine the difference between a Sephardi Sefer Torah and an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, if it's a Sephardi Sefer Torah and you're holding it up like this, so then when you turn to your right, so everyone on my right is immediately seeing it. But if it's an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah and the klaf is facing me, so if I turn to my right, then the people on the right are seeing, and then I'm actually seeing the osius. They're just seeing the back of the Sefer Torah. Agav, and a lot of people, I mean, again, I don't know if it's the most chomer halach as such, but it does say that a person is only supposed to say Vizei Satorah only once you actually see the osius. If people just immediately say Vizei Satorah, you're supposed to wait. And sometimes what happens is, the fellow will kind of do like a little turn this way, a little turn that way, and you don't end up actually seeing it. So, either do a full turn, but if you do a turn, best is to go to your right. Al-Kofonim, this condition is meant specifically to Chavoida. Someone once sent me a question, maybe it was in jest or not. It was a question on Shiloh text. And the other fellow said, I'm in the park, and I've lost my way. Am I mechuyev to turn right? Mitzad kol pina shata pina leyu ala derech yamin. So, we kind of ignored the question for a few hours. The fellow texted back saying, I'm still here, what do I do? So, I don't know, maybe he's still there to this day. Good. So that is how we were miyasha, the Mishnah between Talmud and Midas. Good. Now we said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is makriv chelik barosh, and he is netel chelik barosh, which we said means he comes into the Azara and he decides, I fancy like doing this Avoda, I fancy like taking this piece of meat, whatever he wants, he is allowed to do it. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzed makrev chelik barosh. How so? Amar oila zu ani makrev. Mincha zu ani makrev. I fancy like being makrev this oila and this mincha and so on. Ketzed netel chelik barosh. What's the case of taking a chelik bereish? Amar chata zu, ani oichal, ashem zeh, ani oichal. Benoitel, and there is a discussion as to why the korbanos were changed when it comes to hakrava as opposed to achila. What is it coming to teach me? One of the things the Gevurah Sarit says, it's coming to teach that even in a case where he's not makriv, he's allowed to be oichal. Usually the kohen makriv is entitled to eat. when it comes to Kohen Gadol, he's able to bypass that din. And even if he wasn't involved in the Hakrava, he's able to eat whatever he wants. So too, he is able to take one of the two chalas of the shteh lechem on atzeres, and arba oichamesh mimaisa lechem aponim. He can take four or five loaves from the lechem aponim. Now we know the lechem aponim, there were 12. There were 12 loaves. Six went to the mishmar. Well, we'll see. There were 12 loaves. And there's a machlokes tanoim as to whether or not it was divided six and six. Six to the mishmar hayotze hanichnas, and six to the mishmar hayotze. Or do we say the mishmar hanichnas got an extra two because they had the task of having to close the doors, and therefore they got an extra two, and it was seven and five. So that is going to be relevant in this discussion. Al kaponim, we say when it comes to the lechem aponim, it says four or five, and we'll have to see when is it four, when is it five, from the ma'aseh lechem aponim. Rabbi Omer, la'olam chamish, he takes five. Shneimer v'hoysel la'aron u'labanav, mechtzel la'aron u'mechtzel la'banav. He takes five because the Kohen Gadol gets 50%, and according to this, we're saying that two of them are kind of, we're not mischashu with two. The two are an extra schar for the mishmar. We're closing the door, and therefore there's only 10 really to divide up, and therefore he gets 50%. Right, the Gemara Guva Kasha Amras Meipel Chala Achas Mishtei Chalais. You said he gets one of the two chalas. So Mani Rebbe, that clearly is going like Rebbe. Norma Palge Shaku says he gets 50%. Whereas Eima Mitziyasa, let's look at the next case, Arba, Aichamish, he gets four or five. And even if you want to say we're only being mischashiv with 10 of them, so we should get five, why four? Arba Aichamish, Maisalacham upon him, so Elamai Asim Lerabbanan. That seems to go like the Rabbanan of Rebbe, the Amri Loi Shakal Palga, who say that the Kohen Gadol does not get a full 50%. And then Eima Seva, Rebbe Eima Lelem Chamesh, he always gets five. So how is this going to work? So before we come back to resolving this stira, let's just spend a moment discussing this. So we've said that there is a very interesting din, that the Kohen Gadol is Meikel Chelik Barosh, and he's able to be Makriv, whatever he wants, whenever he wants. The Sfarim, the Mefarshim say that, and the same is true when it comes to being Makt to the Keteris. We know the Mishnah says Chadashim Lakteris Bol Vefisu, that the Kohanim Chadashim who had yet to be Zeicha in the Kteris were included in the pious for the Kteris, and we say that a Kohen who was Zeicha in the Kteris is not supposed to be Makter again. It's a school of Hashiris, and it's left for other Kohanim. But the Mefarshim say the Kohen Gadol is allowed to come and the Makta the Keteris as many times as he wants. And if you recall, I believe we mentioned the Chassam Sefer. Remember we mentioned that the Ramah writes in Hilchas Mila that the minhag is not to give two of your sons to the same person based on this Maril, based on this Gemara, because it's a school of the Sandik is like the one who's Makta Keteris, and it's a school of Hashiras. And therefore, you don't give it to the same person. And the Goyin wrote very strongly against the Ramah. And the native view that says it's not our minhag. We don't go like the Ramah either. And he says Horaya, because the Rav Ha'ir Keseder is the Sandik many times. Chassam Sefer writes on the native Yehuda, and he says there's no Raya from the Rav Ha'ir, because he says the Rav Ha'ir has got a din of a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol, like we're saying, like we just mentioned now, he can do it as many times as he wants. So that is a difference. A very interesting discussion, and for those who are not on the screen, apologies, but I just thought we do have a bit of time, so I thought it'd be interesting to speak out, to go through inside, just for a couple of minutes. an interesting tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh. Say again? Yes, yeah, sure. And then this is just a little excerpt, a little snippet of it. But it's relevant to this sugya, which is very interesting. He mentions it in Simen Chavtes, and he mentions a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding Bigdei Kilayim, the Bigdei Kihuna, which had Kilayim, as we know. We saw as machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. I'll read a couple of lines, and we'll see a couple of interesting things which comes out from our sugya. He says like this, Hidim Atzimu La Rambam. The Rambam writes in a couple of places, Kehanim Shalavdu, Shalavshu, Bigdei Kehuna, Shalebishas Avodah, Afilu B'Migdash Lakin. So if they're wearing Bigdei Kehuna, Shalebishas Avodah, even though it's the Migdash, but they're not doing Avodah, Lakin, Mipneiha Avneit, Shehu Kilayim, V'Leihutir Boy Ella Bishas Avodah. Meaning you're doing Avodah, you wear your Begadim, Avneit has got Kilayim, according to Rebbe, and the heter is dafka b'shas avoda, shloi b'shas avoda. It's aser, and maybe you are wearing shatnez, and there would be, that is punished with malchus. Kosavalov haravid says the ravid tov b'zeh. The Rama made a mistake. Shari amina b'mesechas yuma b'brek ba'leke in gadol b'migdash afilu shloi b'shas avoda is mutter. The kitz machleik is a Rambam ravid. Is there a hetzer for a kohen to wear his begadim in the mikdash? Shalai b'shas avodah. says the Shagas Aryeh mikol makim nearly raya brura l'chayra v'das haravid zava. I have a raya to the ravid. Dafilu avneit dikilayim hu shari shalai b'shas avodah. And the hoyel v'hutter kilayim b'bigdei kehuna b'shas avodah. So this next try is not mamish or sugyo, but he says like this, the ilay temach, if you don't say this, so then, tikshilach, hodar mina bekula talmuda. Gemara mentions in several places, chatas oif ba al hasafik, veinen echelas. So you have a chatas oif, you have a safik, you're not sure whether or not there is a chiv to bring or not, it's ba al hasafik. You're not allowed to eat it because of the sofik, says the Shagas Aryeh. He the ika takantish la yavali the sofik nevela, the dilma ainer bar carbon. Maybe he's not actually obligated in it. In which case, umalikas chulin havi nevela. So yes, there's a, you have rectified or you have prevented any concern that when you go ahead and you do the malika. Al-Azad, that there's no obligations, then it's Malika's Chulin. The Malika of an animal, of a bird, which is Chulin, isn't available. Okay, so we're not going to eat it. Say Nechalam, you've taken care of that. Frag the Shagas Aryeh, Hamikol Mokim, Akati Tikshi, Hech Mishkachis La, the Mevi Chata Seif Al-Asafik, Harei Al-Karchach Tzach Lul Baish, Bigdi Kuhuna Vishas, Avidasa. Surely, the Kohen needs to be clothed when he performs the Malika. Afilu ha'avneit, he must wear, which is kilayim, tzach lalav sheishari mechus begadim, sheshimesh, taimel on the mechal avoida. If you have a kohen who's not wearing his clothing, he is mechal de avoida. Zag de shagazayin nimtza levish kilayim shleibamakim mitzvah, vayver alav de kilay begadim, elevada yishmamina de kilay bigdei kuhuna legamri shor rahmana, afilu shleibishas avoida. Because yes, the makim safik, you're covering your bases by not eating from it, because maybe it wasn't really a carbon. It's not a carbon, maybe it's an avela, so I'm not going to eat from it. But you're wearing your big dikuna, and maybe it's not a carbon, maybe you're not doing avoida, and so on. Elamai, that's one of the rayas which he brings, that it's mut. He brings other rayas and other things.
When he says this, I mean, the kohanim walking around, not doing anything, waiting for something to happen, right?
Well,
but they're wearing their normal big dikuna.
The question is, you know, surely whether or not other kohanim waiting to do something. So it seems to be that it's the kohanim, when they're wearing their clothing, it's because they're either practically involved in something or they are going mi'avoda l'avoda. I mean, they know what they have to do, and they've got a set agenda, and they are busy doing it. It doesn't need to be literally.
The leader does it, otherwise, then they change.
Otherwise, they would leave. Otherwise, they would leave. So that was.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if we're going to say in Yom, or we say in Talmud, they got dressed before the pious. And if they didn't study the pious, then they were Amrit's place.
Right.
The pious, they're not basically Amrit.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the question is, they were dressed before they did the pious and so on. So there is an aspect of Leinit Natal Malach HaShoris that they can't, you know, be dressed literally a split second before. But the point is, you know, doing something which is clearly unrelated and so on, an activity which has nothing to do with Avodah, and that, says the Rambam, is a problem, says the Shagasai, I have one raya from this. Now, if you recall, we've had a few times so far a discussion of Hutra and Duchuya. Hutra and Duchuya when it comes to Kilayim, Hutra and Duchuya when it comes to Tumas Meis, Hutra and Duchuya when it comes to Shabbos, that Pikuch Nefesh Yodeh Shabbos. And Rashi said a few times, so what does it mean, Duchuya? Bekoshi Hitiru. With great reluctance did we allow this to be done, be it in the case of Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, or when it comes to Pikuch Nefesh on Shabbos, or when it comes to Kilayim, if you say Duchuya, so then you've got a problem. Says the Shagas Aryeh very Gishmak. He says, what is our Gemara saying over here? The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol walks into the Azar and says, you know what? I fancy like doing Avodah. I'm going to be Makariv the Chatas. I'm going to be Makariv the Oil. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The Kohen Gadol asks the way Shemayna Begadim. The Shas Maisa. Says the Shagas Aryeh, he says like this, the Mitzvah Sasei of Avodah. Eina Muteles al Kohen Gadol Yosemi Kohen Hedyot. The Avodah needs to be done. The Kabbalists need to be Hukrav. The cave in the Efshat the Kohen Hedyot, built the Chias, Haloysa Sey the Kilayim. It could be done without transgressing the Loysa Sey of Kilayim. The Ein La Seis Al Yedei Kohen Gadol, given the Efshat the Kohen Shneim. Meaning, why do the Avodah with the Kohen Gadol? Why is he allowed to come in and say, right, I'm doing the Avodah now? Mechatesa. Bahari Bakula Gumara Amrin and the Kohen Gadol Imrat Salavid Kalashanakura Shusbiyadi Kadisnamatek Kamadi Yuma in our Sigi over here. The Kohen Gadol is Makrav Chirik Barish. The Tanama Perek Zayin the Tamid is Mancha Kohen Gadol Ritzala Akhtir Hayayla Bekevesh. The Tanami Perek Beiz the Chagiga Gabi Yam Tzavayach Shechalach HaShabbos Ein Kohen Gadol Mislavish Bekelish Lekayim Divri Eirma Matzerasach HaShabbos Upirish, and so on. So he says, Vachana Marina Baharba Makamis, the Kohen Gadol Oyvid Vishayi Mesa Shana, and so on. So he says, Alma Afelgav, the extra Al Yudhi Bonov, Shehem Hedyatim, Mikomakam Ovid Le Aaron Imreitza. If he wants, he's allowed to do Avoida. Vamai Nailif Mikan, the Homakim Shatam Mutsia Seva Lisa say, there's a famous klal of Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish say? If it's Efsh Lakayim Shneim, then we don't say that Yaseh is Deich Leis Haseh. But if there is a conflict between the two, there's a collision, Yovi Yaseh V'Yedch Leis Haseh. That is the klal. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, why don't we learn from here to come walk him shot the mitzvah say belay say afo gav the ochle kai mishneim me come walk him also say with ochle say. Why don't we say that? To have the shayi meis hashana efshev kain hediot. I tell you ochle kai mishneim. The ochle kai malay say the kalaim. If I feel ochi over lay aaron shukain gal ayidi the chiyas alay say udal like reish lakish and so on. He says, what are you going to say? He says, what's your suggestion? So why is the kain gadol doing it? Have the kain hediot do it. One second, but the Kohen Hedyot also has shatnez in his avnet. So, say the we paskin like that, the Rambam paskins like that. So that's what he bavarins. He says, "Va'oda feelu leman de amar avnetu shel Kohen Hedyot havinami shel kilayim." In which case, you'll say, "So what have you gained? You don't really have an option." Hamikol makim mishel Kohen Hedyot lekem ishim kilayim ella avnet lachod. Ve'ilu b'shulken god lahaya oid begodim shel kilayim lebar mi'avnet. Vare aloi b'shkilayim ledav rishos eva b'leisa si'al kol beged u'beged. Ve'mgen afil l'zidei kevin avidas shah yimais hashana afshay de'hedyet she'in laisa si'al kilayim mitche al yidei avidas si'al beged echad. Ein la says how they can God will shame the blessed the Israel Kilaim al kol echad ve'ach mi begodim shame shom shem shame shol kilaim. So says the shagazari elamai. From here you have a raya lechira to the sheet of the ravid that there's a heter to wear a kilaim even shalei b'shas avoda, in which case, you know, anyway, it's mutter to do. He's in the mikdash, he's allowed to wear it, so he goes very much with the sheet of the ravid. As long as you're not on duty, you're in the Mikdash. Kohen Gadol is always, yeah, exactly.
No, because we have a question. We say when the Kohen Gadol goes up, he goes with the skull on his right, on his right, and the Moshe is on the left. They have to be wearing a big deck, and they're not doing an Aveda. Even if he is doing it, they're not doing an Aveda.
Again, you're asking when the Kohen Gadol goes out where?
No, when he goes up to the Kevesh to do the Aveda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. He's only in the middle.
Yeah.
And when he does it, he's. The
scan is on his right.
The
Rosh
is on his left. What
are
they doing?
That's their Avodah, right, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Al-Kabonim, that is the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and that is the Shagasari. Good. So let's go back to where we're holding. We want to know, we said that Kohen Gadol is Makrif Chedek Barosh, and he's Nekel Chedek Barosh, and we mentioned when it comes to the division of the Shtei Atzeres, he gets a full loaf. He gets one of the two loaves. When it comes to Lechem Hapanim, we said he gets four or five. And Rebbe says he always gets five. As the Pasuk says, V'hoysa La'aron L'banav, which implies 50-50, he gets five, and they get five. We asked Akasha. First we said he gets one of the two. One of the two loaves of the Shtei Atzeres, implying he gets 50%. That seems to go like Rebbe. Then we said, at times he gets only four loaves of the Lechem Hapanim, assuming that only 10 are up for grabs, so he's getting less than 50%. That seems to go like the Rabbanan. But then we mentioned at the end, the Rebbe says he always gets five. So Reisha would say for Rebbe, Umitziyasa Rabbanan, Rabbi, you know, Reisha Mitziyasa Rabbanan. The Reisha and the Mitziyasa is going like the Rabbanan. Meaning, really, he's supposed to get a little bit less than half. He doesn't get the full 50%. Rashi says, Reisha, Mitziyasa, Rabban, last Rashi, Darmei Leisha, Kol Palga. Elabatsimi Palga. Gets a little bit less. Aye, so why does he get one of the two loaves of the Shtei Alechem? With a Kashalach, Chala, the Shtei Alechem, the Shakalach, Hula, Magdu Rabbanan, the lav urich ara lemifrasei ulemesiv prusa l'kein gadol. They only have an option over there. There's only two loaves. So what are you going to do? One loaf is not going to go to him. Or the other loaf, you're going to take off a chunk and give it to him. That is not appropriate to do. And therefore the Rabbanim will agree that in a case where Derech Eretz requires that you give him more, you have to give him a little bit more. So again, back in the Gemara we said that Reishu Mitziyasa Rabbanan, V'moidu Rabbanan, V'prusa, D'alav, Urech Ara, L'meizu L'kein Gadol. It is pasnish to give him a small amount, a piece, therefore you have to give him the whole thing. Now, says the Gemara, okay, Umay Arba Ichamish. Now, okay, we're saying now we're going according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you give less than 50%. So what does it mean? Sometimes you give him four, and sometimes you give him five. When do you give him four? When do you give him five? L'may arba yichamish. So we say like this. L'rabon da'amri nechnes netel sheish. V'yitzi netel sheish. V'schar agav has glosses. Loi shakil. So according to the Rabbanan who say that you divide up the 12 loaves, but there's no additional two loaves which the Mishmar HaNichnas get. The Mishmar HaNichnas gets six, the Mishmar Yitzchak gets six, and so on. So you are left with 12. So what happens? So Mishtemesh Boile Miflig, Batzachada Mipalga. So he should, 50% would be 6. According to the Rabbanan, you give him a little bit less than that. And therefore, Hamish Shakel, he takes 5. Lirib Yehudi de Omar, Nechmes Natal Sheva, and he gets Sheva, meaning Shtayim, Bishar, Hagafas Losses, and the Mishma Hayotze, Arnotel Chamesh, so it's a division, it's a split of 7 and 5. So then, meaning the two of them we take out of the equation, because that's going to go to the Mishma Nechmes. And therefore, there's only 10 which is up for grabs, and therefore, Mi Eser, Boyim Miflag. So his portion is going to be from 10, and he's not going to get a full 50%. But Chadami Palga, we take off 1 from 50%, the Shakal Arba, and he only gets 4 out of 10. So that will be the way that we are Miyashivit. Rava Amar Kula Rebbe. Really, I can say the whole thing is going according to Rebbe. Kula Rebbe.
It's strange that we have a portion of 4 or 5, and depending to which month under the custom.
Yeah, we're saying 4 or 5, depending on if it's Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. Correct. Yeah. It is interesting that the Tana would do that. Right. Rav Amar Kula Rebbe. The whole Brisa before the Tana Rabbanan is all going like Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe was the one who said you get 50%. Kula Rebbe. V'savar la ki Rebbe Yehuda. But he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Rashi says, "Kula Rebbe Yehuda Amar Palga Shakel." The Savor Lak Rebbe Yehuda De Ein Hashtayim Mischalkeis LaOilam. The two were never mischalik. So again, Rebbe Yehuda was the one who says that the one Hanichas gets 7, and the one who are Yotze get 5. So therefore, the two are never up for grabs. And therefore, the only discussion is about 10. Frag the Gemara, the Elamai, Arba, Ayachamish, by the Mishkal. So, when would he ever get 4? If we're always dividing up 10, surely he should always get 5. What is it, 4 or 5? So we say, Laikasha, Hadika, Mishmah, Miss Akev, Hadalaka, Mishmah, Miss Akev. So, in other words, even though according to Buda, it's a 7-5 split. In which case, we remove the 2, because the 2, that's guaranteed for the Mishmar HaNichnas. And there's only 10, which we're going to divide up, in which case, he should get 50%, which is 5. Why does Rebbe say at times he only gets 4? Because in the event that a Mishmar is coming, let's say for Yom Tov, and they have to be there early, they can't get at the last minute, or their Mishmar begins on Monday, and they'll have to come before Shabbos because they won't be able to travel, and be, you know, it's going to take them more than a day to arrive, and therefore they have to be in Yerushalayim early, and they are misakev, and they're misakev because, you know, the nature of the logistics requires that they are there. When they are there, they also get a portion of the lechem aponim. So we say, Hadika Mishmar misakev. Therefore, you only get 4. Hadaleka Mishmar Misakiv, and you would get 5. Says the Gemara, Iyika Mishmar Misakiv. If there's a Mishmar Misakiv, Mishmoina Boy Lemiflag, Vishakal Arba. Iyika Mishmar Misakiv, Mieser Boy Lemiflag, Vishakal Chamish. So, either there's going to be 10 to divide up, or there's going to be 8 to divide up. Hence, that's the reason why Rebbe says sometimes he gets 5, sometimes he gets 4. Rebbe Gemara Yachi, my Rebbe Eimer La'olam Chamish. So why does Rebbe say Alashon of La'olam? He always gets 5. It's simply not true. sometimes he gets 4. If there's a Mishmar HaMizakev, says the Gemara Kasha. It's not a Tiyuv, so there is perhaps a way to be Miyashevitz. Maybe Rebbe meant to say in normal circumstances it's always going to be 5. Mishmar HaMizakev is unusual circumstances, but that would be a way to be Miyashiv Shita's Rebbe. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah.
Say again? It's not one specific Mishnah who comes earlier or leaves late. It will be all the remaining Mishmaras.
It would be all of the...
All the Mishmaras come at the Yom Tov. All the Mishmaras play at the Yom Tov, and some decide to hang around.
Right.
really mishmaros.
I think Rashi deals with that issue. Let's see the Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah muscle is the kinim yizikni bezdin. So they hand over to the kohen gadol to the kinim from the zikni bezdin the kohen lafana the seid hayom, and they read from the seid hayom ba'imam la'ishi kohen gadol. You should read and you should familiarize. Maybe you've forgotten, maybe you've never learned this in the first place, and you obviously need to know what to do. Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris Mamidim, we say Bishar Mizrach. Erev Yom Kippur, they place him in the eastern Shar. So these are going to be the animals which you are going to be doing Avodah with. And this is to get him, to habituate him, so that he will be reminded and know exactly what to do. Kol shivas hayamim alei hayamayim imenu maichal mishta. He would eat and drink whatever he wants. Erev yom kippurim imchashecha. Lo yayim anichan esilechal harbim mesha maichal mevi esashena. They would not allow him to eat too much, because that would cause him to fall asleep. And if he falls asleep, maybe he will be roya keri. And obviously that's what we're trying to prevent, and therefore we don't allow him to eat too much so that he should not fall asleep. So I can understand that perhaps he's forgotten psukim, he's forgotten some mishnayos, he's forgotten some information, or maybe he's never learnt the seder of Yom Kippurim. Meimukminen ki haygavno. What does it say? He's got to be the greatest in Chachma. So surely he has learned this at some stage. And that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Lekasha, Kanva Mikdash Rishon, and Chanan Mikdash Rishon, they did things by the book, and they made sure that they had a Kohen Gadol who was a Talmid Chacham. She says, Lei Midu Ela Alpi Hatera Kehanim Muhuganim. Whereas the Baal Sheni, things were different. Things were done through bribery, the Amr of Asi, Tirguva Dinri Ayla Lei Martabas Baisis, Liane Malka. She gave him a large sum of gold, al the ukmili shuvin gamla b'kahani ravavi, in order to have shuvin gamla be the kohen gadol, and hence it's necessary in the mishnayos which are speaking in the time of the Baal Sheni, it says shema lo lamadata, because maybe taki never learnt. So we said erev yom kippurim shachris. We mentioned the various animals which they pass in front of him. So the gemara tana af hasi'irim. We also mention Se'irim, because the Se'irim are also Hukrav. So, Afa Se'irim. So, V'tanadi dan my time alaitan Se'irim. Why do we not mention Se'irim? They're also part of the Avodah. Taven the Al-Chait Ka'osu Chalsha Daitei. They don't want to cause Chalishas Hadas to the Kohen Gadol. Hence, our Tana says you don't pass the Se'irim in front of him. Pregnant my Hachi.
The Se'irim was in the
code. Yeah. The rams, right? The rams, but not the seirim, because they are connected with chait. Frag the gemayachi parnami al chait who da asi. The power also comes from chait. So now we say par kaven the olav the al echav hakehanim who da asi the echav hakehanim the ike inesh the isbi milsa meida yadale the mahadale b'tshuva. So in other words, it's coming for him and his brethren, the Kahanim, and he, presumably, the Gemara is saying he would know if one of the Kahanim have done something wrong, and he would be able to go and be machzeh him b'tshuva. And therefore, there's not going to be chalishus hadas, because he knows, you know, this Kohen needs to fix himself up in this area, and this one in this area, and he'll be machzeh him b'tshuva. Whereas the Seirim, which have to do with the kapara of all of Klal Yisrael. So, Bekulu Yisrael, Lo Yoda, he's not going to know, and to the extent he's not going to know, and it's coming for a chait, and he's not going to be able to be Machzor Betshuva, and that's going to cause Chalishas Hadas, and therefore we don't pass the Seirim before him. Ravina Hainu Damri Inshi, E Barachsech Daila, Hava, Chazi Bishuk Kamei, Le Tachlif. Meaning, if your nephew, your sister's son, is a Daila, Rashi says, Sheter Hamelech, he was appointed as an officer, Rashi says, Bishuk Kamei, Le Tachlif. Mitech Shahaya Makircha Mitchila, he knows what his uncle is like. He knows what you were before he was appointed to be the Sheita HaMelech, meaning Bakihu Ba'ishracha Ubamastacha. He knows about you, your actions and your dealings and where you got your wealth from. Limtsei Alila, to find some type of a pretext. Ligvis Mimcha Mamain, so therefore better not to appear in front of him. So too the Kohen Gadol, he knows what's going on with the other Kohanim, and therefore he's able to go ahead and say, I know you did this wrong, you did that wrong, and he'll be Machzor Betshuva, and there won't be Chalisha Sadas, because he knows at least he'll be able to do something to be Machzor Betshuva. Mashingim, when it comes to the Kapar of all of Klal Yisrael, he's not going to know, and that'll bring him to Chalisha Sadas, hence we don't pass the Seirim before him. Okay.